From the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa, I say good evening as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. The Door College Defenders come into tonight's women's contest 11-11 overall, 4-9 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Briarcliff Chargers are 5-8 overall, 5-8 in the GPAC and 12-11 overall. The last time these two teams met, it was decided in overtime, with Briarcliff prevailing nearly 2 months ago. Tonight, the Door College Defenders need a win to keep pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference race and to try to pick up the eighth and final spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Both teams on the floor warming up for tonight's contest. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface here at the Ray Nacky Court at the Newman Flanagan Center. The Door College Defenders decked out in their black jerseys, gold numbers trimmed in white, Briarcliff in their white jerseys. They've got the blue pin stripings down the sideline, and they are completing their warm-ups as well. We are going to get started just a shade before 6 o'clock, it appears, unless our pregame takes a long time. So let's jump right in. Briarcliff women are 5-8 in the GPAC, 12-11 overall. They started the season with 4 wins in a row. They were 8-2 after an overtime win on over Dort on December 4. Since then, the Chargers are 4-9. They've lost 3 games in a row to Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings. Briarcliff's most recent win was a 75-67 win at Dakota State on January 15. The Chargers scored just a shade under 80 points per game at 79.9 points per contest. They allow opponents 80.3 points per game. They get out rebounded 41.7 to 44. Briarcliff converts 41% of their shots. They also allow opponents to make 41.4% of their field goals. Briarcliff has turned the ball over 535 times. Opponents have turned it over 572 times. For Briarcliff, Sloan Masters leads the way. She's scoring 15 points per game, and she takes down 6.5 rebounds per contest. She averages just over 2 assists per game and 1.3 blocked shots with nearly 3 steals per outing. Kaylee Blake is good for 10.4 points per game and 4.3 rebounds, and she averages a steal and an assist per contest. Summer Gordon and Morgan Hansen each average 7.5 points per game. Lexi Hinschke is at 7 points per contest. For the Defender women, they're 11-11 this season, 5-9 in league play. And that should be 4-9 in league play with 7 games to go. Door College started the season with a 6-2 mark before a loss to Briarcliff started a 4-game slide at the time. The Defenders are 4-5 since Christmas, that it is. They're on a 2-game winning streak. Door College is paced by Kara Van Dyke's 14 points per game and 7.4 rebounds per outing. She makes 47.2% of her field goal tries. Jamie Cook has a 10.7 points per game average to go with 6.3 rebounds, and she has played in 17 games this year. Kayla Brookice has a 10.3 points per game average in 12 games. She is converting 50.6% of her field goals, and she averages 3.8 rebounds. Danelle Bone has steadily raised her scoring average to 8.7 points per game. She will not play this evening, though, due to a concussion suffered this past weekend in the win over Dakota State. Jasmine Skelhaus is scoring 6.4 points per outing. The Defenders have been without Elise Marish for the last 9 games. She's been sidelined by injury. She was averaging a team-high 16.2 points per game, also grabbing 4.2 rebounds per contest before the Christmas break. The Defender woman beat Dakota State on Saturday 97-70 behind 37 of 67 shooting from the field. Dort was up 39-19 at halftime. They were led by Kara Van Dyke's 24 points and 9 rebounds. Jamie Cook scored 14 and had 10 rebounds with 7 assists. Jasmine Skelhaus scored 13. Hastings beat the Briarcliff women 76-72. Sloan Masters and Mackenzie Shipley both had 15 points. Alex Fuller had 11. Kaylee Blake came off of the bench to score 9. Briarcliff women lead this series 42-37. They won a 100-92 overtime decision back on December 4 at the DeWitt. Kara Van Dyke and Elise Marish had 23 and 22 points respectively for the Defenders, while Danelle Bone had 13. Briarcliff was paced by Sloan Masters with 27. Reagan Cooper scored 18. She also grabbed 11 rebounds. The game was tied 83-83 at the end of regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's pause for a moment, and we'll be back with our starting lineups right after this. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for the North College Defenders. Number 5, Caleb Brookice, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, 10.3 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus, 5'7 sophomore, Pella, Iowa, 6.4 points per game. Number 31, 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, Kara Van Dyke, averaging 14 points per contest. Number 35 is a 5'7 freshman from Hull. She's Kim Cruz, averaging 4.6 points per game. And rounding out the starting line for the defenders, 6'1 senior from Randolph, Wisconsin, Jamie Cook, averaging 10.7 points per game. For the Chargers, it'll be number 4, 5'5 sophomore from Pender, Nebraska, Lexi Henschke, averaging 7 points per game. Mackenzie Shipley is a 5'9 sophomore from State Center, Iowa, averaging 6.1 points per game. Number 20 is Alex Fuller, a 5'8 sophomore from Sioux City, averaging 5.3 points per game. Sloan Masters is a 5'9 junior from Elbert City, Iowa, averaging 15 points per outing. And Morgan Hansen rounds out the starting lineup. She's a 5'9 freshman from South Sioux City, Nebraska, averaging 7.5 points per game. Opening tap controlled by the Chargers, and the Chargers bring it into the front court. Slide it underneath. Shot on the way. Slipping it over the rim is Sloan Masters, and Sloan Masters gives Briarcliff a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Briarcliff full court pressure defense. Dort College not handling it well. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball on the alternating possession. The Dort College defenders trailing 2-0. Kara Van Dyke will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Gets it into Caleb Ruckeis. Four players in the backcourt for Briarcliff. That's in their offensive forecourt, if you will. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets it across the timeline to Kim Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Side steps the defender. Lays it up. Good. Kim Cruz goes coast to coast with it. Tying it up at 2-2. 19:15 remaining in the first half. Briarcliff basketball. Dort College shows a zone, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Kara Van Dyke. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. Just after 6 o'clock, we got started. Well, actually, right at 6 o'clock as I take a look at my timepiece. Shot on the way. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Caleb Ruckeis, and Dort College will bring it back the other way. 1 minute gone, and we are playing at a frantic pace thus far. Briarcliff tries to crank up the pressure and get you playing a little faster than you're comfortable with. Pass goes right side. Ruckeis. Ruckeis gives Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Van Dyke up strong. Layup good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Dort College leads it 4-2. 4-2 our score into the front court. Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball. Hansen with it in the corner. Hansen picks up her dribble. Guarded there by Cook. Dort College in man-to-man defense this time. Driving with the right hand. Scooping it up again is Sloan Masters. Masters with all 4 points for Briarcliff thus far, and we're tied at 4-4. 18:27 left to play. First half. Pass near midcourt. Taken away by Masters. Masters kicks it out right side. Quick three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook's outlet pass is tipped away. Out of bounds. Last touched by Alex Fuller. For Briarcliff, it'll be Dort College basketball. Kaylee Blake checks into the contest for Briarcliff, averaging 10.4 points per game. She's a 6'1 freshman from Manning, Iowa. She is coming off of the bench, averaging in double figures for the Chargers. In the backcourt with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus trapped, gets it away. Van Dyke. Van Dyke passed over the top for Cruz. Cruz puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Sloan Masters. Masters whistled for the personal foul. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Kim Cruz. The officials for tonight's contest, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Zach Brost, Troy Test, and Brian Rump. First free throw is up and good for Kim Cruz. Cruz is an 84% free throw shooter. She's a freshman from Hull, Iowa, for the defenders. Inserted into the starting lineup this evening for Danelle Bone. Second free throw is up and good, so Cruz has 4 points, and the defenders establish a 6-4 lead. Mackenzie Shipley with the basketball penetrating. Kicks left side over to Blake. Blake baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Kim Cruz, and now Cruz is going to be called for a push. Kim Cruz whistled for a foul on the rebound. Dort College, and Kim Cruz picks up the personal foul. 17:54 remaining in the first half. New player checking in for the Chargers, Jesse Korick. And they stagger their substitutions. Heather Hauber comes into the contest as well for the Chargers. Briarcliff games can turn into a marathon between the substitution patterns, where they stagger those substitutes going to the bench, and also with the multiple turnovers and fouls that will be committed and the free throws that will be shot in accordance with them. Dort College leading 6-4 early on. Charger basketball, Lexi Henschke with the basketball. She passes over to Korick. Korick at the free throw line, nothing there. court. Comes back left side over to Haber. Haber with the basketball in the corner. Haber fouled there by Van Dyke. Passes back over to Masters. Masters penetrating left side. Nothing there. Comes back out front. Might have been a travel. Three-pointer is good for Kaylee Blake. Blake shuffled her feet, it seemed, from the top of the key as she got set to shoot the three-point basket. Cook gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz, right side pass, Brookice. Brookice thought about the three, thinks better of it. Passes back out front to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. 2-3 zone applied by Briarcliff. Kick out pass to Cruz. Cruz, short corner, Van Dyke. Kick out pass, Skelhaus. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Right side, it's Brookice. Brookice penetrating, double team, reversal. Over the top, it's taken away by Henschke and now tapped out of bounds by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff inbound the basketball. Heather Haber to throw it in. Haber, a 6'1 junior from Takema, Nebraska. Chargers bring the basketball up. With it on the left side is Meester. Caitlin Meester comes back over to Haber. Haber, right wing. Haber puts it on the floor one time. Passes back to Blake. Blake in the lane. Kick out Haber. Haber, 17-footer, left side, no good. Rebound taken away by Blake. Blake comes back out. Haber. Haber with it. Puts it on the deck. Rolling into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back. Right side, Blake. Blake shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets away from a Briarcliff player. Pass right side, Brookice. Brookice fires it to Cook. Cook cut off in the lane. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 17-footer right side. Splashes it through. Two-point basket for Kara Van Dyke. She's got four, and the Dort College defenders lead 8-7. 16-15 remaining, first half. Left side pass, Henschke. Henschke back over to Blake. Blake, jumper, left elbow, not good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, she'll bring it up. Briarcliff will retreat on defense. Van Dyke picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, nothing there, Cook. Reversal out front, Brookice, Brookice, three, good. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have taken an 11-7 lead. 11-7 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. DeHulse checks in at the break for the defenders. Timeout charge to Briarcliff. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Briarcliff basketball after the timeout. Backdoor cut, ball deflected, picked off by Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Skelhaus with it on the left wing. Comes back right side, Brookice. Brookice comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke reverses Abby Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Comes back right side, Brookice. Brookice, free throw line, Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back to Brookice. Brookice, kick out pass, Skelhaus. Skelhaus tries to pass it in the lane, and it's tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Michael Hulst unable to gather in the post-entry pass after it was deflected. Briarcliff touched it last. Dort College throwing it in. Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gets it inbounded, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 15:14 left to play, first half. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at bohrandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Pass into the corner, Chapman. Over the pass top and pass intended for Hulst, and she turns it over. Briarcliff coming back the other way with the basketball. With it is Herbolt. Paige Herbolt with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Lofts it out front, and it's controlled by Briarcliff. This is Caitlin Meester with it. Meester on the left wing. Meester steps back, a long two. Too strong, no good. Side rebound, taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it across the BC at the middle of the court. She sets the offense. Picks up her dribble, looking. Still looking. And Skelhaus being hampered. She comes back left side over to Brookice, left corner, Van Dyke. Reversal over to Chapman. Chapman gives to Hulse. Triple team, kick out past Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff and Regan Cooper. Cooper passes it ahead to Corrick. Corrick to Haber. Haber out front to Meester. Meester with the basketball. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball. Wholesale changes. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal, her first. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Briarcliff will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chargers throw it into Masters. Masters splits the defense. Her lay-in, no good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders, and that's going to go on Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for the personal, her first. And the Briarcliff Chargers, Sloan Masters, will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. 14-12 remaining in this first half. Briarcliff trailing 11-7. Masters, a 67% free throw shooter, misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Masters. This one is up and off the mark, no good as well. But the rebound offensive taken by Fuller. Fuller, deep left corner. Comes back out front to Masters. Masters gives it up Shipley. Shipley reverses back over to Masters. Masters on the left wing, guarded there by Blunt. Puts it on the floor hard with the right hand. Lays it up, no good. But a second foul is going to go on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt picks up her second personal. Team foul number four on the defenders. Sloan Masters will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws where she's 0 for 2 so far today. So two free throws on the way for Masters, averaging 15 points per game. This one's up and through. She's got 5 points. Another free throw on the way for Masters. Briarcliff trailing by 3 with 14 minutes remaining in this half. Second free throw is up and good as well. Masters makes both free throws. She's got 6, and the defenders lead by a deuce. Jamie Cook, the intended receiver on that pass play, and the ball goes out of bounds near the Dort College bench. Last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Now it's going to be a tough spot for Newman to inbound. She's on the corner of the baseline where the baseline and the sideline come together, and pass over the top, Jelsma. Jelsma, one player to beat, pulls up. 10-footer is short, no good. Briarcliff player unable to gather in the rebound. That was Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley unable to take it down. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be. Well, that is Abby Chapman getting the ball in. Comes over to Jamie Cook. Cook back over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline, trapped. Tries to pass it into the post. Now it's deflected and taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff off and running. Briarcliff Chargers with the basketball. Comes back out front. This is Morgan Hansen. Hansen able to lay it up with a right hand cut. 2-point basket for Hansen, and we're tied up at 11-11. 13:25 remaining in the first half. Jamie Cook, middle of the floor. Comes back right side over to Blunt. Blunt puts it up too strong. No good. Misses everything. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff, coming back the other way. Shipley. Shipley over the pass top and over the top pass intended for Sloan Masters. Briarcliff even gets me going just a little too fast. And the defenders will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Throwing it in will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke to trigger it. Gets it to Kim Cruz. Cruz, three players around her, able to split the defense. Now she gets an open look at the basket. It's good. Kim Cruz able to get drive in. Nobody stops the ball, and the defenders lead 13-11. Mackenzie Shipley with the basketball. She passes over to Henschke. Henschke's her pass taken back by Cook as it threw it right at her. Brookice with the basketball, and now we've got a reach-in foul called on Briarcliff. That's Lexi Henschke. Henschke whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on the Chargers. And Kara Van Dyke will inbound the basketball near midcourt. Ball is inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma will bring it up. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Jelsma goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right elbow. Backdoor cut. Cook. Cook laying good. Jamie Cook with a 2-point basket. Makes it 15-11, Dort College by 4. Chargers coming back the other way. Morgan Hansen. Hansen on the right side. Hansen passes to the post. Blake. Blake into the lane. Has it stripped. Alternating possession. It'll be Briarcliff basketball on the tie-up. So North College will play defense as Briarcliff will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Briarcliff will throw it in. This is Sloan Masters. Masters, left side of the lane. Comes back right side over to Kyra Stark. Stark in the lane. Ball is stripped, taken back by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it across half court. Comes to Cook. Cook reverses right side Brookice. Brookice three, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Blake. Blake, long pass into the front court. Haber. Haber gives it up. Layup is good for Briarcliff's Kyra Stark. Stark with a two-point basket. North College leads 15-13. Skelhaas takes it across half court. Briarcliff, it appears, will settle into a zone. They pass high post Cook. Cook driving in. Layup no good, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Fouls charged to Kaylee Blake. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. First one is up and through. Cook with 3 points. She's got another one coming, trying to reestablish a four-point lead for the defenders. And that one's up and down as well. Jamie Cook, a 75% free throw shooter. She's got 4 points. Steal by Brookice. Here comes North College. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow of the lane. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, Skelhaas. Skelhaas right wing. Cruz. Cruz, pass. Tipped right back at her. Picks it up. Gets it back over to Cook. Cook lays it up. Lays it down. And she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Haber. And the Briarcliff Chargers commit the personal foul. And Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line for a chance at the three-point play. So a free throw on the way for Jamie Cook. Cook free throw. Side iron. No good. York College with their biggest lead of the game, 19-13. Briarcliff basketball goes left side, Masters. Masters gets the return pass, gives it to Haber. Haber with the basketball. Haber looking, passes right side, Masters. Masters the runner, lays it up, good. 8 points for Masters. York College leads 19-15. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Skelhaas. Skelhaas, ball fake. Van Dyke reverses right side Cruz. Cruz tries to pass it inside. Passed right back at her. Off the deflection. Taken down by Cook. Cook lays it up. She's fouled. And another free throw attempt for Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook with 8 quick points. And the North College defenders lead 21-15 pending the free throw here for Jamie Cook. So Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line, averaging 10.7 points per game this season. Opportunity at the three-point play. Free throw is up for Cook, and she is 3-for-4 now as she makes that free throw. Dort College extends their lead to 7 at 22-15. Briarcliff basketball, right side is Herbolt. Herbolt, back out front, Fuller. Fuller, Herbolt. Herbolt looking down low. Herbolt with the dribble, reverses it out front to Shipley. Into the corner, shot on the way, three-pointer, no good, hung on the rim, fell out. Masters with it, Masters travels with it. Masters travels with the basketball as she comes down with a rebound. She ends up falling to the floor and gets whistled for the travel violation. Coming up with it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Cruz. Cruz ahead to Brookice. Brookice wide open layup, good. Brookice with 5 points. North College leads 24-15. Charger basketball. Left side with it is Masters. Masters goes right side. Back over to Herbolt. Herbolt. Herbolt gets the return pass. Her three left it short. No good. Rebound controlled by Cooper. Cooper with the basketball. Briarcliff slowing it down just a bit on this possession. Herbolt thinks about another three. Thinks better of it. Passes back over to Shipley. Shipley dumps it down low for Cooper. Cooper tries to reverse it, and it's kicked out of bounds by Kara Van Dyke. It will be Briarcliff basketball. .944 remaining in the first half. North College leading 24-15. This game was tied at 11-11. just over 4 minutes ago. A three-pointer by Caitlin Meester, though, off the inbounds play, finds the bottom of the hoop, and the Dort College defenders lead 24-18. And now foul called on the inbounds play. That's going to go against Briarcliff and Alex Fuller. Fuller whistled for the personal, her first, team four, team foul number four. Emily Newman gets the ball inbounded to Jamie Cook. Cook with it back over to Newman. Newman to Cook. Cook comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it right side. Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. She goes back over to Cook. Cook puts it up. Blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College throwing the ball in. This is Emily Newman to trigger. Newman looking, gets it in over the top. Chapman. Chapman comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas right side, Cook. Cook looking down low. Pass comes back to Skelhaas. Skelhaas throws it right at Mackenzie Shipley. She gets the steal. She lays it up. She gets the two-point basket. Mackenzie Shipley with a steal and the lay-in. And the nine-point lead has been whittled down to four. Skelhaas with the basketball. Picks up a screen. Kicks right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, high post, Newman. Newman with it at the free throw line. She'll square up, shoots the 15-footer, misses it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cooper. Regan Cooper passes on the outlet to Shipley. Shipley up the floor, left side it goes Masters. Masters reverses out front to Shipley. Shipley gives it inside Cooper. Cooper back over to Masters. Masters finds Corrick. Jesse Corrick with the basketball. Comes back to Meester. Meester to Corrick. Corrick. Cooper, taken away by Dort College and Brookice. Brookice with the basketball has Chapman open, finds her. Chapman tries to hand it right back to Brookice, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Throwing it in is Morgan Hansen. Hansen across half court. Corrick passes right side to Meester. Baseline jumper is up and through for Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 24-22. Seven unanswered by Briarcliff. And now Briarcliff heading back the other way with the basketball. Pass ahead, layup is up, and good count the basket, and she is fouled. That's Jesse Corrick with a two-point basket, and she's got a chance at the three-point play now. Briarcliff shooting for their 10th point in a row. After getting down 24-15, they scored on a three, back-to-back twos, or I should say back-to-back-to-back twos, and now an opportunity at the three-point play for Corrick. Right now we're tied at 24. Corrick misses the free throw, though, and we're tied 24-all, 7:45 left to play in the first half. Timeout in backcourt. It's going to go on again, going to be charged to Dort College. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. So Linda, today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shell and Orange City. Paul Ayerson, Craig Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Kiesing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Bringing the basketball up for Dort College is Skelhaas. Skelhaas, left side, goes over to Robin Blunt. Blunt goes high post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound deflected. Micah Holst had it momentarily, and she was fouled from behind. Foul, I believe, is going to be called on Regan Cooper. No, that's going to be on number 12 instead for Briarcliff. That is Jesse Corrick. Corrick whistled for the personal, her first. 7:28 left to go in this first half. Micah Holst shooting free throws. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, though, taken down by the defenders. Coming away with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz on the putback, good. She's got 8 points. Dort College leads 26-24. So Micah Holst misses the front end of the free throws. Cruz, though, comes away with a loose basketball and lays it in. Cooper with a layup. Her shot is good. Reagan Cooper with a two-point basket. Her first of the night. We're tied at 26-all. 6:58 left to play in the first half. Right side, Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz will weave her way in. Her shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Micah Holst. Holst following the action, able to get the offensive rebound off of the block shot, lays it up for the two-point hoop. Comes inside to Cooper. Cooper's shot no good. Hangs on the rim. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz reversal over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus bounce pass extended for Blunt. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. No, last touch by Briar Cliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So free Dort College will inbound. Briar Cliff over the 7-foul limit. So Dort College is in the bonus the rest of the way. The defenders have one foul to give on their side of the ledger. Ball thrown into the backcourt and coming away with it for Briar Cliff. Momentarily was Corrick. Now Dort College coming back the other way. This is Blunt. Blunt layup, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Micah Holst. And a foul is going to go on Micah Holst, I believe. Micah Holst whistled for the foul on the offensive rebound opportunity. She picks up her second personal. Holst will check out of the contest. On the floor for the defenders, Cruz, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Brookice, and Cook, the original starting five for the defenders. For Briar Cliff, Mackenzie Shipley, Jesse Corrick, Lexi Hinschke, Sloan Masters, and Heather Haber. Three-pointer no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke off the missed shot by Masters. Here comes Dort College. Van Dyke across half court, reverses it back over to Skelhaus, right side Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries the bounce pass down low. It works, gets it away to Jamie Cook. Cook layup good. Jamie Cook unofficially with 11 points. Dort College opens up a 30-26 first half lead. 5:50 left to play till halftime. Driving in, they dump it up to Haber. Haber laying good. Heather Haber with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 30-28. Reversal over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it in the backcourt. And a foul called in the backcourt on Lexi Hinschke. And Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming for Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaus. It's foul number 2 on Hinschke. So Skelhaus to shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Skelhaus makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good. Skelhaus makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead 32-28. Briar Cliff basketball, Fuller. Fuller out front to Masters. Masters driving with the left hand, lays it up. Then with the right hand from the left side, misses the shot. But Kim Cruz is called for the foul. She earns her second personal foul. 5:26 left to play in the first half, and Masters will go to the free throw line for two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. She has all four attempts from the free throw line so far tonight for Briar Cliff, and she is 2 for 5 thus far. Another free throw on the way for Masters. This one is up and good, so she is now 3 for 6 from the charity stripe. Dort College leads 32-29. Pass into the front court, Brookice. Brookice lays it up good. Brookice with the two-point basket. She's got 7. Three-pointer at the other end by Briar Cliff, no good. Rebound taken away by Fuller. She'll dribble out to the perimeter. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down by Masters. Her shot is no good, but a foul called on the ensuing offensive rebound. And Kayla Brookice picks up her second personal with 5:03 remaining, and Masters will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. So two free throws on the way for Masters. Briar Cliff in the bonus from here on out as well. Masters makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. This will be her 8th free throw shot tonight, and she has made 5. She has 11 points. Dort College leads 34-31. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Kara Van Dyke hits it. 37-31. Kara Van Dyke with 7 first-half points. Barcliff quickly up the floor. Shipley. Shipley drives in. Layup good. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So Shipley will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play with 4:44 remaining in the first half. Brookheist out. Jelsma is in. So Shipley, a 5'9 sophomore from State Center, Iowa, goes to the free throw line, misses the free throw. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College into the front court. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma, right side, Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor. Now it's kicked into the backcourt, taken by Cruz, by Skelhaas. Skelhaas at midcourt looked like she might have gotten helped into the backcourt with a little bump. They call the over and back violation. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Alex Fuller in between the circles out front. Fuller with it. Comes back over to Sloan Masters. Masters with the basketball. Masters kicks it into the corner. Fuller. Fuller with the basketball. Fuller back out front. Shipley. Shipley shot on the way. Good from 15. And she cuts it down to a 35-37 basketball game. 4:05 remaining in this half. Kara Van Dyke tries to pass and it's tipped. Stolen by Briarcliff. Kyra Stark. Stark down to the baseline. She reverses it back over to Haber. Haber jumper no good. Here comes Dort College back the other way. 37-35, Dort College by two. Right side pass, Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has it stripped away. Here comes Fuller. Fuller with the basketball, and she hands it right back to Jamie Cook. And Jamie Cook is fouled on the play by Briarcliff's Alex Fuller. Fuller picks up her second personal foul. 3:40 remaining in this first half. So a couple of free throws on the way. 1-1 for Jamie Cook. And Cook misses the front end of the bonus. Score remains 37-35. With it on the left side is Shipley. Shipley on the wing. Shipley down to the baseline. Cut off there by Cruz. Ball tipped, taken back by Van Dyke. I would not venture to guess how many turnovers we have had in the first half here. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with it on the short corner, left baseline. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, right side to Cruz. Cruz, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Shipley. Shipley trapped. Here they come now. She gets the pass over the top to Corrick. Corrick comes back over to Masters. Masters driving in, and she runs over the top of Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas stands in, takes the charge, and Sloan Masters has just picked up her second personal foul. .307 remaining. First half. Dort College leading by two. 37-35. A turnover and foul marred first half of play. Lots of free throws already shot in this one. There will be more. With the basketball, Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Cook. Kick out right side, Brookheist. Brookheist, three. Got it. Kayla Brookheist with 10 points. Dort College leads 40-35. Quickly up the floor, left side with the basketball is Shipley. Shipley in the wing. She'll put up the three. She hits it. Shipley with the three-pointer. She's got nine, and the defenders lead by two, 40-38, as the two teams exchange long-range salvos. Comes back right side, Brookheist. Brookheist has players open if she can find them. Briarcliff making it difficult to get the pass away. Here's Jelsma. Jelsma's pass is tipped and taken back by Corrick. Corrick for Briarcliff up the floor. Left side pass to Stark. Stark, nothing there. Comes back right side. The swing pass over the top to Corrick, and we've got an illegal screen called on Briarcliff, I believe. Foul's going to go on Haber. Heather Haber picks up the personal. That's her second. Emily Newman checks into the ballgame. Jamie Cook will check out. Dort College leading by two, 40-38. Morgan Hansen will check into the contest. Haber will check out. This half nearly, well, it is 35 minutes old at this point. With it in the backcourt is Skelhaas. Skelhaas double-teamed, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Timeout defenders, Dort College leading by two when we're back right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. York College basketball after the timeout. Van Dyke reverses it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor quickly to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with it on the right wing. Brookhuis double team. Feeds the trailer Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving in and a charging foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her first. I beg your pardon, her second. She will check out. Micah Holst will check in. 40-38, North College by two. 1:57 remaining in this contest, in this first half. Barcliff with the basketball, Meester. Meester passes into the corner, picking it up is Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. It comes back out front to Stark. Stark, layup good, and we're tied. 40-40, our score. 1:36 remaining. In the backcourt with the basketball is Skelhaus. That's remaining in regulation. Jelsma kick out Brookhuis. Brookhuis, three-pointer high. Archer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Kyra Stark. Stark with it on the right side. Stark passes over to Meester. Meester gives it up left side. Three-pointer up, no good by Shipley. Rebound taken away by Holst. Over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. And Jelsma is promptly fouled across midcourt by Jesse Korick. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. So Korick with two fouls. She is at least the fifth player on Briarcliff's side with two fouls. First free throw by Jelsma, no good. And a second free throw on the way for the senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. Jelsma shooting two. This one's up. This one's good. So she makes one of two, does Jessica Jelsma. 68% free throw shooter. Unlocks the tie for the time being. Now Briarcliff shooting for the lead. With the basketball, Briarcliff Chargers go middle of the lane. Give it up to Shipley. Shipley layup good. Mackenzie Shipley with 11 points. And the defenders lead. 42-41. High pass to Holst, unable to take it down. Here's Shipley. Shipley on the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Paige Herbolt. Herbolt gives it up. Shipley. Shipley. She'll pull the trigger. She's not bashful. Another two for Shipley. Shipley with 13, and the Dort College defenders trail 44-41. Jelsma into the front court. Jelsma passes left side Brookhuis. 27 seconds remaining in the half. Stolen by Meester, and Meester promptly throws it away. 44-41 our score. Throwing the ball in will be Emily Newman. New player checking in for Briarcliff. This will be Becky Dedinsky. Jamie Cook will check in for Micah Holst. Kara Van Dyke will check in for the defenders as well. On the floor for the defenders, Cook, Van Dyke, Skelhaus, Jelsma, and Brookhuis. Ball inbounded to Skelhaus. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Skelhaus picks up her dribble, passes to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke three, no good. Rebound taken down by Jelsma. Has it tapped away by a Briarcliff player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking into the game again for Briarcliff will be Regan Cooper. Cooper checks in. Another player checks in for Briarcliff. This is Heather Haber. Throwing it in will be Brookhuis. Brookhuis looking, still looking, passes over the top, finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot is blocked, and it will be Dort College basketball again with 10 seconds left to go in the half. Throwing the ball in is Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tosses it in, it's deflected right back to her, and she does not establish herself in bounds before taking the ball. So the turnover by the defenders, new players abound for both teams, staggering their substitutions, one at a time up to the bench. And Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. This is Caitlin Meester. Meester gets the return pass. She passes ahead to Shipley. 5 seconds left. Into the corner, Haber. Haber jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball, and the buzzer sounds, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Briarcliff, 44. North College, 41. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College Defenders trailing Briarcliff at halftime of this Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference duel. 44-41. North College led by as many as 9. That came at 24-15. Briarcliff put together a 9-0 run to tie it at 24-24. With 7:45 left to go in the first half, we were tied again at 26, and we were tied again at 40-40 with 1:36 remaining in the first half of play. Briarcliff scores 4 of the next 5 points over the final 1:36, and the North College defenders trail it at halftime 44-41. North College led unofficially by Jamie Cook's 11 points, Mackenzie Shipley with 13 for the Chargers. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers from the first half of play right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are the numbers from the first half of play. North College, 15 of 29 from the floor, 51.7%, 3 for 8 on threes, 37.5%, 8 for 12 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 18 of 35 from the floor, 51.4%, 3 for 10 on threes, 30%, 5 for 10 on free throws, 50%. North College owns a 2017 rebounding advantage, 16 turnovers in the first half by the defenders, 12 turnovers in the first half by the Chargers. 12 steals for Briarcliff, 8 steals for the defenders, 8 assisted baskets out of 17 made by the defenders, 9 assisted baskets out of 18 made for the Chargers. Individually, Jamie Cook leads North College with 11 points, 4 for 5 from the floor, 3 for 5 on free throws. Kayla Brookice with 10 points, 4 for 6 from the floor, 2 for 4 on three-pointers. Kim Cruz, 8 points, Kara Van Dyke, 7. 2 each for Micah Hulst and Jasmine Skelhaas, and 1 for Jessica Chelsma. For Briarcliff, Mackenzie Shipley with 15 points, 7 of 10 from the floor, 1 for 3 on threes, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Sloan Masters with 11 points. 4 points for Kyra Stark, 3 for Kaylee Blake, 2 each for Heather Haber and Regan Cooper, 3 for Caitlin Meester, 2 for Jesse Corrick, 2 for Morgan Hansen, for their total of 44 points. Kara Van Dyke leads North College with 4 rebounds. Micah Hulst also grabbed 4 rebounds, 2 offensive and 2 defensive. 3 rebounds for Jasmine Skelhaas. For Briarcliff, 3 rebounds for Sloan Masters, 3 for Regan Cooper, 2 for Heather Haber, and 2 for Kaylee Blake. For Briarcliff, 2 assists by Alex Fuller and Caitlin Meester. For North College, 3 assists each for Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook. 3 steals for Brookice, 2 each for Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook. 2 steals for Morgan Hansen for the Chargers, and 2 steals for Jesse Corrick. 44-41, Briarcliff leading North College at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with a look at Great Plains Athletic Conference halftime women's basketball scores right after this. Halftime scores across the conference look like this. Game you're listening to, Briarcliff leads North College 44-41. Concordia tops Doan at halftime 35-33. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan 46-26. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan 38-32. Northwestern and Mount Marty deadlocked in women's basketball 35-35. Women's CPAC standings at the moment: Northwestern is 11-1, Hastings is 11-2, Concordia is 10-3. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-4, Morningside is 7-4, Midland is 8-5, Briarcliff 5-8, Dort and Doan are both 4-9, Mount Marty is 1-12, Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-12 in women's GPAC basketball. Today's broadcast of North College basketball made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of North College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second half of basketball coming up right after this.
Keep it.
College basketball as we open up the second half of play. Briarcliff on defense. Pass into the corner. Skelhaas trapped. Tries to step through the trap, and she is forced out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Imperative that the Dort College defenders don't allow this lead to grow. The Briarcliff team will gather more confidence if it plays from in front. Sloan Masters for the basketball. Pass goes into the left corner, nothing there. Cross court pass comes back over to Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley with the basketball, left side Masters. Masters puts it on the floor with the right hand. She's definitely strong over the right hand, then with the left. Three-pointer on the way is good for Lexi Hinschke. Hinschke makes it a 47-41 basketball game. Van Dyke passes across the timeline over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, has it swiped away from behind. Here comes Briarcliff. Charger basketball ahead to Hinschke. Hinschke, right hand, left side, good. 5 points for Hinschke, and Briarcliff has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 49-41. Cook with the basketball, gets it across the timeline, comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Brookice. Brookice gives it up, Cook to Cruz. Cruz, lay in, good. Kim Cruz with 10 points. Dort College trails 49-43. Coming back the other way, Shipley. Quick trigger, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play by Lexi Hinschke. Hinschke picks up her third personal foul. Well, both teams got to the double bonus in the first half of play. And now Dort College will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Dort College trailing by six at 49-43. Minute and a half gone in the second half. Skelhaas with the basketball in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Cook. Cook across half court. Fires it into the corner. Cruz. Cruz reverse layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Cruz. Cruz on the baseline. Kim comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaas. Skelhaas right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the wing. Puts it on the floor one time. Deep corner. Right side Cruz. Cruz back out front, Skelhaas. Skelhaas reverses it back over to Cruz. Cruz left side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, looking down low for Cook. Cook puts it on the floor, nothing there. Three-pointer straight on for Cruz on the kickout pass. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Tyra Stark. Stark coming into the front court, promptly travels with it. It's Dort College basketball back. Kara Van Dyke will inbound the basketball. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the ball. Jasmine with it in between the circles. She passes right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Brookice. Brookice three-pointer, good. Kayla Brookice with 13 points this evening, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead in half at 49-46. Baker's dozen for Brookice. Three threes and a pair of twos. Bringing the basketball up. Is Van Dyke, Cook after the missed shot by Briarcliff. Brookice deep right side. Kayla with the basketball. She comes back over to Cook. Cook, Skelhaas. Skelhaas shakes left, goes right. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz underneath to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around on the baseline. Her short shot is good. Kara Van Dyke with 9 points. Dort College trails 49-48. So the 8-point lead whittled down to one. Mackenzie Shipley with the basketball, driving baseline, fouled from behind. And Kayla Brookice commits the personal. Brookice picks herself up. She commits her third. Free throws on the way for Shipley. Shipley with 15 points. She goes to the free throw line, trying to extend the Briarcliff lead that was 8 and is now 1. Shipley is a 68% free throw shooter. She makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. 16 points for Shipley, averaging 6.1 points per game coming into the contest. A second free throw on the way for Shipley. And Shipley's free throw is up and good. 17 points for Shipley. And the defenders lead a trail 51-48. 3-point deficit for the defenders to make up. Pass comes in to Cook. Cook over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas has the player open long if they can find her. They do. Here's Cruz. Cruz driving in all the way to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play by Reagan Cooper. Reagan Cooper whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number two on the Chargers in this half. Throwing it in will be Cruz, and now a foul called. Reagan Cooper, middle of the lane, falls to the floor. And I think there may have been a little bit of an acting job there, but in the meantime, Cooper draws the foul on Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke has just picked up her third personal. Briarcliff basketball. Out front with it is Caitlin Meester. Meester with the basketball back over to Haber. Haber to Cooper. Cooper loses it. It's picked up by Jamie Cook. Cook comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas up the floor. Jasmine Skelhas driving in. Puts it up in traffic, and a charging foul called on Jasmine Skelhas. Reagan Cooper stepping in and taking the charge in the middle of the lane. Lexi Hinschke will check in at the next dead ball. Charger basketball. They pass it down low to Cooper. Reagan Cooper double team. She turns it over. Here comes Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving in with the left hand. Puts it up blocked by Haber. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Meester. Meester bounce pass ahead to Stark. And Stark loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Emily Newman will check in for the defenders. Abby Chapman will check in. Cruz checks out, as does Van Dyke. On the floor for the defenders, then it's Newman, Chapman, Cook, Skelhas, and Robin Blunt. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook, at midcourt, loses the dribble, passes it back over to Skelhas, and a reach called on Jesse Corrick. Corrick whistled for her third personal. Lots of stops and starts to this one so far. Emily Newman will inbound the basketball. Ball is inbounded. Here's Skelhas with it. Skelhas passes left side over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Reverses Newman. Newman, an extra pass. Skelhas, open look at a three. Got it. Jasmine Skelhas with 5 points, and the defenders have tied it up 51-51 with 15:37 remaining in this basketball game. Still a long ways to go in this one. Lexi Hinschke with it. Passes into the post. Blake. Blake puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Here comes Robin Blunt with the basketball. Robin sidesteps one defensive player. Comes to a jump stop. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball in the corner. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, Skelhas. Skelhas right side. With it is Chapman. Chapman, deep right wing. Chapman gives it to Cook. Cook inside, back outside Chapman. Chapman, Skelhas. Skelhas, three, got it. Back-to-back threes for Jasmine Skelhas. She's got eight, and the defenders retakes the lead at 54-51. Dort College has outscored Briarcliff 13-2 since it was an eight-point difference. Dort College up by three, pass into the corner. With the basketball is Meester. Meester fires it down low, and a pushing foul called on Jamie Cook. Underneath, as she fights for position with Kaylee Blake, Jamie Cook whistled for her first personal foul by my count. Newman checks out. Cook checks out. Van Dyke is back in. Michael Hulse checks in. Briarcliff will throw the ball in with Alex Fuller doing the honors. Fuller looking, directing traffic, gets it in to Blake. Blake dumps it underneath Master. Master's shot is good. 13 for Sloan Masters, and the Dort College defenders trail 54. I should say Dort College leads 54-53. Skelhas in the backcourt, double team, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Dort College will use their fourth timeout. They've got two remaining. 14:26 remaining in this basketball game. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod Abor is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Steal by Briarcliff on the ensuing play after the timeout. Briarcliff for the basketball. They throw it into the corner. Dort College on defense now. Stark out front. Masters. Masters into the corner. The extra pass to Fuller. Fuller three, no good. Rebound fought for. Coming down with it is Masters. Masters' shot is good. Sloan Masters with 15 points. Dort College trails 55-54. A foul in the backcourt called on Briarcliff and Alex Fuller. Fuller has just picked up her third personal foul. Inbounded pass to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice with the basketball on the left wing. And we've got a foul called on the perimeter against Briarcliff. Briarcliff leads 55-54. Dort College basketball left baseline out near the three-point circle. Ball's inbounded to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice with the basketball on the left wing. Brooke Ice comes back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma free throw line. Kick out Chapman. And we've got a travel violation called on the defenders. Turnover gives the basketball back to Briarcliff. Briarcliff leading 55-54, 13:44 remaining. Alex Fuller takes it across half court. Pass right side, baseline jumper, left it short, no good. That was a missed shot by Kyra Stark. Dort College with the unable to gather in the rebound. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Shot blocked by Hulst. Masters attempted the layup. Hulst knocked it away. Here comes Dort College, Jelsma. Jelsma to Chapman. Chapman on the baseline. Chapman in among the trees. Has it blocked. Rebound taken away by Masters. Masters heading up the floor. Tries the layup and a foul on the play called on Dort College and Jessica Jelsma. Masters will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jelsma to the free throw line. Her first free throw attempt of the second half. She has tried eight free throws already tonight. This is her ninth. That one's up and through. She's got another one coming. 16 points for Sloan Masters. Micah Hulst checks out of the contest. 13:11 left to go. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Sloan Masters makes them both. She's now 7-for-10 for the ballgame. And Briarcliff extends their lead to 57-54. Dort College in the backcourt in danger of a 10-seconds call. And a timeout, or pardon me, a travel violation before the timeout is issued. And with just two timeouts remaining, Dort College, you probably don't want to burn one there. You've got to work through it and get out of the trap without burning your second-to-last timeout. Briarcliff gets it back on the travel violation. With the basketball is Blake. Blake dumps it off. And the two-point basket by Kyra Stark, and Briarcliff has extended the lead to 59-54. Now a charging foul called on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for her second personal foul. 59-54, Dort College. Trailing by five, Briarcliff has the basketball and the lead. Briarcliff gets the ball inbounded. This is Shipley over the top to Fuller. Fuller near midcourt. Fuller setting the offense. She's got it on the right side, picks up her dribble. Ball deflected by Brooke Ice, picked up by Briarcliff. Kaylee Blake on the perimeter. She'll fire up a three, and she hit it. Blake with six, and Briarcliff extends their lead to eight, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame, 62-54, 12:20 remaining in this game. With it out front is Skelhaus. Dort College answered the last time Briarcliff got up by eight. Let's see if they have an answer here. Cruz passes down low to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play by Kaylee Blake. Blake whistled for her second personal foul. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kara Van Dyke to trigger it. So Kara Van Dyke to throw it in. New player checking in for Briarcliff is Caitlin Meester. Meester checks in for Shipley. Van Dyke throws it in over the top. finds Kim Cruz, and it's battered out of bounds. Last touch by Sloan Masters for Briarcliff. It'll be Door College basketball. So Door College will throw it in on the sideline now, about 5 feet up from the baseline, and get it into Jamie Cook. Cook down low, intended for Van Dyke. It's taken back by Briarcliff and Paige Herbel. Herbel up the floor quickly, passes back over to Meester. Meester tries to dump it off to Reagan Cooper, and the ball is tipped away, out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Door College called for a kick, actually. Throwing the ball in for Briarcliff is Meester. Meester gives it up over the top to Herbel. Herbel to Meester. Meester left side. They dump it inside to Cooper. Cooper unable to do anything with it. Here comes Door College back the other way. Jasmine Skelhaus into the front court. Skelhaus in between the circles. Stops her dribble. Gives it over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Zone defense applied by Briarcliff. Van Dyke reverses Brookice. Brookice, three-pointer, no good, off the side of the iron. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff, and the Chargers control it. They get it ahead to Masters. Masters up the floor to Hinschke. Hinschke with the right-handed layup. Her shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Hinschke. Her shot, no good again. Rebound controlled by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Jasmine Skelhaus across half court. Skelhaus on the left wing, dumps it underneath for Van Dyke. Van Dyke can't gather it in. Door College going just a little too fast, and the Briarcliff Chargers taking advantage of it, forcing yet another turnover. Door College had 16 turnovers in the first half of play, and here in the second half, Door College a few too many turnovers as well. Briarcliff for the basketball. This is Meester. Meester gives it up to Corrick. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Door College basketball. Door College gets it back. Kim Cruz will check out of the contest. Van Dyke to throw it in. Van Dyke gets it in to Cook. Door College trailing by 8 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Up the floor with it is Jelsma. Jelsma back to Skelhaus, and we've got a foul called on Briarcliff and Kyra Stark. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Door College and Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma with the 1-1. She's got 1 point this evening, and she misses that free throw. She's now 1-for-3. Long rebound, though, taken down by Cook. Cook to Jelsma. Jelsma, Brookice. Brookice out front to Cook. Cook underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke fakes the pass to the perimeter, turns around, fires it off of the glass. Good, she's got 11. Door College trails by 6, 56-62. Chargers coming back the other way. Three-pointer from the corner by Meester, off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Door College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Door College, it appears, will go to his own defense on the out-of-bounds play underneath. Chargers throwing it in. Jesse Corrick. In it goes to Stark. Stark, kick out pass, Masters. Masters comes back right side, Shipley. Shipley will let fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma, left side, Cook. Cook with it. Cook in between the circles. Comes back right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice, Cook. Cook, pass over the top, tipped and taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way with a basketball. This is Kyra Stark. Stark in the lane. Left-handed layup, no good by the Chargers and Jessica Corrick. Here comes Door College back the other way. Into the front court with a basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, short corner baseline jumper, 12 feet, no good. Offensive rebound, Kayla Brookice, and Brookice forces a tie-up on the play. It'll be Briarcliff basketball, though. 9:34 remaining in the ballgame. Coming back the other way with the basketball, the Chargers. Jesse Corrick with the basketball. North College trailing 62-56. Driving in is Masters. Masters got away with a step there. Rebound taken away by Brookice, and here come the defenders. Masters came flying into the lane. Back the other way we come with it, and a 10 seconds in backcourt violation called on the defenders. 10-second call against the defenders as they didn't advance the basketball beyond half court. 62-56, Dort College by 6. Down by 6, I should say. Need to clarify there. Right side it goes Meester. Meester, cross-court pass Masters. Masters Shipley, back to Meester. Meester another three. That one's in and out, no good, but the offensive rebound taken away by Masters. Masters with the basketball. Masters gives it up to Corrick. Corrick back to Meester. Meester, another three attempt. That one's good. Caitlin Meester with 6 points. And Briarcliff matches their biggest lead of the ballgame, 65-56. 9-point advantage, steal taken by Briarcliff. Fuller. Fuller driving in against Jelsma. Lays it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College trailing by 9 with 8:34 remaining. Not a lot of scoring in the last 4 minutes or so. It was 62-54 with 12:20 left. So the last 4 minutes, we've seen just 2 field goals, one by each team. One of them a 3, though, for Briarcliff. Caravan Dyke driving in. Right-handed layup is good. Caravan Dyke got it at the free throw line, drove in hard, and was able to get the bucket. 65-58, Dort College down 7. Masters basketball. She passes left side, Corrick. Corrick to Masters. Masters out front, Meester. Meester, 3, good. Caitlin Meester with the 3-point basket. The senior from Mesa, Arizona, makes it a 10-point lead for Briarcliff. Now steal in the backcourt, Chargers. And a block, a foul called on the block shot attempt as Alex Fuller took the shot attempt up after the steal. Kara Van Dyke is whistled for the personal foul, and that's foul number 4 on Kara. And free throws coming for Alex Fuller. Fuller shooting free throws. First one is no good. Another one on the way. So a second free throw coming here for Fuller. Alex Fuller, a 44% free throw shooter, misses that one as well. Rebound long, taken up by Cook as she corrals it. 7:50 left to play in the game. Here comes Dort College, down 10. Time to start making a run. I don't know if you can really chip away at this lead, though, the way Briarcliff plays it. Pass goes inside to Micah Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play by Shipley. Shipley commits the personal. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot. 2 free throws. So 2 free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. Hulst 0 for 1 today from the free throw line. Makes the first one. Another free throw on the way for Hulst. This one's up and good as well. So Micah Hulst makes them both. She's averaging 4.4 points per game. She's got 4 this evening. Dort College trails 68-60. Reversal, left side, left-handed jumper by Jesse Corrick. Corrick makes it, and it's a 70-60 ball game. Briarcliff leading by 10. Brookice to Hulst. Hulst to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right wing. Skelhaus comes back over to Brookice. Brookice looks for the cutter, gives it to Cook at the high post. Jamie Cook in the lane. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul called on the Briarcliff Chargers, Caitlin Meester. Meester whistled for the personal, her first. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Cook, no good. Another free throw on the way for Jamie Cook. Second free throw by Cook is up, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Masters. Sloan Masters quickly up the floor. She passes left side. With it is Corrick. Corrick goes down to the baseline, and knocking down the short shot is Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley with 19, and the Chargers have a dozen-point lead at 72-60. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz stops, gets it away to Michael Hulst, and Hulst is whistled for a travel violation. So Michael Hulst whistled for the travel. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Chargers. Chargers with the basketball, and now a double dribble called on the Chargers. Alex Fuller traveled with it. Dort College will now inbound the basketball. Trailing by a dozen, 72-60. Brookice passes over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz on the right side. Picks up her dribble on the three-point line. Hooking, gets it away to Cook. Cook, 15-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Shipley. Shipley with the basketball. Shipley up the floor quickly. She reverses over to Meester. Meester into the corner, Henschke. Henschke to the cutter. Layup, no good by Briar Cliffs. Kyra Stark and the Dort College defenders coming back the other way. Brookice. Brookice into the front court. Kayla with it on the right wing. Kayla Brookice gets it away to Jamie Cook. Cook travels with it before the contact with Masters. It will be a turnover back to Briar Cliff. Chargers lead by a dozen. 72-60 with 6:15 remaining. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Briar Cliff, 72-60 with 6:15 remaining in the game. Briar Cliff basketball. Chargers with it, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball. Foul's going to go on Meester. Meester whistled for the personal, her second. And Van Dyke will inbound the basketball to Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball, gives it up across the timeline to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus driving to the right block, nothing there. Cruz. Cruz puts it up in traffic. Shot blocked by Haber. Rebound Haber. She gets it away to Meester. Meester into the corner. Henschke. Henschke dumps it down low. Back over to Haber. Haber jumper straight on. Good. Heather Haber with 4 points. And the Briarcliff lead is 74-60. Steal by Haber. Haber gives it up. Henschke. Henschke with the right hand. Layup good. Lexi Henschke with 7 points, and the defenders trail 76-60. In the backcourt, Kim Cruz is fouled on the play. Lexi Henschke commits the personal, and that's number 4 on her. 5:29 left to go in the half, in the ballgame, that is. Dort College trails 76-60. Briar Cliff definitely in the driver's seat right now. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Dort College in the double bonus. Cruz with 11 points this evening. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Kim Cruz. This one's up and good as well. So Cruz makes both free throws. She's got 12 points. And the defenders trail 76-62. Kim Cruz reaching in and able to force a tie-up with Kyra Stark. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:20 remaining in this ballgame. Bringing it up the floor is Cruz. Cruz stops at the free throw line. Passes over to Henschke. Henschke to Stark. Stark at the free throw line. Stark goes left side. Meester. Meester with the basketball. Meester picks up her dribble on the left elbow. Reverses it to Haber. Haber at the top of the key. Right side Henschke. Henschke short corner, right baseline, 12 feet out. Puts it on the floor hard. Drives with the right hand. Dumps it off Stark. Stark layup good. Stark with 8 points. Dort College trails 78-62. Cook passes over to Brookice. Brookice, ball fake. She'll drive in. Layup with the right hand. Good. Kayla Brookice with 15 points this evening. Dort College trails 78-64. 4:30 remaining in the contest. Briar Cliff still up by 14. Chargers used a run from being tied up 51-51. Driving layup by Morgan Hansen. Hansen with 4 points. It was tied at 51, and then Briar Cliff opened up a 8-point lead at 62-54. And they've been in control ever since. Dort College got as close as six on a couple different occasions, but got no closer than that. First double-digit lead was at 68-58. And Briarcliff has been in the driver's seat. There's 4:11 remaining. Dort College needs to get hot in a hurry. Right side, Brookice. Brookice with it at the free throw line, and a reach-in foul called on the Chargers. That's going to go on Shipley. That's number two on her. Kayla Brookice will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled near the free throw line. Double bonus time for the defenders. First free throw on the way, no good. Another free throw coming. Second free throw by Brookice is up and good. So Brookice makes one of two. She's got 16. And the defenders trail 80-65. Charger basketball. Dort College has gotten to the free throw line quite a bit tonight. Unfortunately for the defenders, they've turned it over as well quite a bit. Briarcliff basketball. Up front is Sloan Masters. Masters right side to Corrick. Corrick with it on the wing. 3:44 remaining. Seven to shoot. Now six. Driving is Masters. Masters with a left hand. Her layup hangs on the rim, falls out. Here comes Van Dyke, Dort College, down 15. Kara Van Dyke with a basketball. Van Dyke picks up her dribble. Reverses to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, top of the key, right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Cook. Cook layup good. Jamie Cook with 13 points. Dort College trails 80-67. Dort College cuts the gap down to 13. Briarcliff will take a little bit of time. Masters puts it on the floor with a left hand. She kicks it back outside to Jesse Corrick. Corrick with the basketball. Corrick to Shipley. Shipley to Masters. Masters three, no good. Long rebound, though, Corrick. Corrick will retreat to the perimeter. Corrick with the basketball. Comes back over to Masters. Masters out front. Haber. Haber to Fuller. Fuller with the basketball. And now we've got a player shaken up, but a hold called on the defenders. Kim Cruz whistled for the personal. For Kim, that's number three. And Sloan Masters will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a one and one. Masters with 17 this evening. Free throw on the way by Masters is up and through. Well, it took her a little while to get going. She missed three out of her first four free throws. But since then, she has done just fine. By my count, she has now made six in a row. Second free throw is up and through as well. 19 for Masters. Dort College trails 82-67. Dort College in danger of falling to 4-10 in the conference. Briarcliff trying to pick up their sixth win in league play. Out front, left side it goes to Cruz. Cruz, reverse, good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got 14. Dort College trails 82-69. Briarcliff player slips near midcourt. And now another player slips, but this time we're going to have a foul called on Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just fouled out of the ballgame with 2:18 remaining. She is disqualified on fouls, and she will go to the bench with 13 points. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Home, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Shipley. Shipley, 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. 68% free throw shooter. She's got, by my count, 20 points to lead all players. Second free throw is up, and that's off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Masters as she goes up over the top of Newman to get that one. With it on the left side is Henschke. Henschke with it on the wing. Henschke on the right elbow. Henschke gives it up Meester. Meester takes it into traffic, and she is fouled on the play by Brookice. Brookice has just picked up her fourth. Two free throws on the way for Meester. Meester, a 46% free throw shooter, three threes to her credit today. 2:04 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the heel. No good for Meester. She's got another one coming. 83-69, North College by down by 14. Another free throw. This one's off the side of the iron. No good, but out hustling North College to the rebound with Sloan Masters. 2 minutes remaining. Driving in, Hinschke gives it off to Stark. Stark with 10 points. And the defenders trail 84-69. Skelhas, right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice into traffic. Back outside, Cruz. Cruz, three, no good. Long rebound taken down by Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it to Newman, and Newman is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Sloan Masters, and that's number three on her. Foul number one on her here in the second half. 16-point advantage for the Chargers. 1:33 remaining in the game. North College is going to fall to 11-12 overall, 4-10 in the conference. Briarcliff will go to 6-8 and 13-11. Newman makes the first free throw. That's her first point of the night. Another free throw on the way for Newman. So Newman with a free throw opportunity. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers up and running with it. Stark. Stark into the front court, 125 and counting. Stark passes back over to Masters. Masters out near midcourt, gets the return pass. Masters will drive in, has a strip by Skelhas. Here comes North College and Jelsma. Jelsma, left side, Brookice. Brookice drives in, she has it swiped away. Meester comes up with it, ahead to Masters. Masters layup is good. Masters with the two-point basket. Masters now with 21. Chargers lead 86-69, under a minute to go in this contest. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice gives it Jelsma. Jelsma spins in the lane. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas shot, no good. Rebound Masters, and Masters is fouled on the play by Kim Cruz. 17-point ball game. Jasmine Skelhas, it appears, struggling with some cramps in her calves. North College athletic trainer Chris Fagerness attending to her. And Sloan Masters will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Noticed earlier in the ballgame, Skelhas trying to get those calves stretched out near midcourt on a couple different occasions. And she will limp over to the sideline and head behind the bench. Masters' first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Sloan Masters with 22. Misses that one. And Jessica Jelsma comes down with the rebound. Jelsma into the front court. She passes left side Chapman. Chapman back out front. Cruz. Cruz open three. Misses everything wide. No good. And inbounding the basketball will be Briarcliff after the missed shot by Kim Cruz. Briarcliff basketball. Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley in the backcourt. Shipley over the timeline to Masters. Masters has it. And Briarcliff will win the ballgame. North College will concede with 13 seconds remaining. Masters will dribble out the clock. And that's your final. Briarcliff, 87. North College, 69. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up next, our postgame wrap made possible by a grant from Wireless World. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Thank you. Just been handed the official statistics. Let's recap tonight's ballgame first of all, then we'll get to the numbers. Coach Craig Steensma will make his way up as well, I would imagine, for postgame comments. If he doesn't get cornered by other media members before that. North College and Briarcliff were tied 40-40. Let's back it all the way up to the beginning. We had ties at 2, 4, and 11. Door College opened up a 9-point lead at 24-15. Briarcliff came back to tie it at 24-24 with a 9-point run. We were tied again at 26 and then tied again at 40-40 with 1:36 left to go in the first half. Briarcliff proceeded to score four of the next 5 points to take a 44-41 halftime lead. In the second half, York College fought back from an early 8-point deficit at 49-41 to tie it up 51-51 and actually led for a brief period of time at 54-51. Briarcliff came back, took the lead for good at 55-54 and proceeded to hold York College at bay. York College trailed by 10 at 68-58, cut the gap to 8 on a couple occasions. Briarcliff continually built the lead, though, got it up as many as 17 at 86-69, and closed with an 87-69 final margin of victory. Let's take a look at the numbers now. The York College defenders, 25 of 52 from the floor, 48.1%. 6 for 16 on threes, 37.5%. 14 of 23 on free throws, 60.9%. Of those numbers within tolerance, if you will, except for the free throws, probably a little bit lower than you would like at 60.9%. York College held a slight 38-36 rebounding advantage. Briarcliff was 34 of 68 from the floor for 50%, 7 of 20 on three-pointers, 35%, and they shot free throws poorly, 13 for 24. They were 50. They shot for a 54% success rate from the free throw line. Here's the difference in the ball game: 57 combined turnovers between the two teams. York College had 35 of them. Briarcliff had 22. So, in essence, 13 extra possessions for the Chargers, and that translates into 16 extra shot attempts. They also had 14 offensive rebounds to extend possessions. And those are some numbers that Coach Craig Steensman will look at, I'm sure, as this is over. Now, my box score says it's 88-70, the final. My running total had 87-69, and the scoreboard had 87-69 at the end of the contest as well. So I'm a little bit puzzled at that at the moment, but we'll go with the box score for the time being. Caleb Brookeye, 16 points, 6 of 9 from the floor, 3 for 6 on three-pointers. 14 points for Kim Cruz, 13 for Caravan Dyke and Jamie Cook. 8 points for Jasmine Skelhaus, 4 for Micah Hulse, 1 each for Emily Newman and Jessica Jelsma. For Briarcliff, 22 points for Sloan Masters on 6 of 11 shooting from the floor, 10 for 14 on free throws. 20 points for Mackenzie Shipley, she was 8 of 13 from the floor. 10 points for Kyra Stark. 9 points by Caitlin Meester, 7 for Lexi Hinchking. 4 each for Morgan Hansen and Jesse Korick. 4 for Heather Haber, 2 for Regan Cooper, and 6 for Kaylee Blake. Jamie Cook had 6 rebounds for the defenders, 5 for Micah Hulst, 4 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 3 for Caleb Brookeis, 2 by Kim Cruz, 3 by Jessica Jelsma. For Briarcliff, 9 rebounds for Sloan Masters, 4 for Regan Cooper, 3 for Heather Haber, 3 for Caitlin Meester. York College got 4 assists each from Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook, 3 assists by Kim Cruz, 3 steals each for Caleb Brookeis and Jasmine Skelhaus, also 3 steals for Jamie Cook, 2 steals each for Kara Van Dyke and Kim Cruz. For Briarcliff, 4 steals for Alex Fuller, 3 for Lexi Hinschke, 2 each for Mackenzie Shipley, Sloan Masters, Morgan Hansen, Jesse Korick, and Kyra Stark. Briarcliff had 21 steals as a team. York College had 13. York College had 15 assisted baskets out of 25 made field goals. Briarcliff credited with 23 assists on 34 made field goals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensman has made his way up for our post-game wrap-up, made possible by a grant from Wireless World. Coach Steensman, I take a look at the box score, and that one ugly number jumps out at me tonight. Too many turnovers. I said some of the other things were within tolerance, but too many turnovers tonight against a team that will take advantage of those.
way too many turnovers, and those equal layups, you know, and you can't guard layups a lot of time. And even if they get a third or a half of their turnovers end up in layups or two-on-ones, they're going to shoot too well then, and you can't, your defense can't do anything about that. So, you know, I thought we didn't have enough players that showed composure tonight. We talked a lot about being strong with the ball, but being composed and jump stopping, and I just didn't think that we had enough players be able to step up and do that. So then we had to play starters a lot of minutes, and they got tired at the end and couldn't defend. And, you know, they're just going to attack and kick it out then, and it made it pretty easy for them when you have 35 turnovers.
You had a portion of time in the second half where you got down eight. You came back and, I believe, took a 2 or 3 point lead. You were doing some things well in that stretch. When you did take care of the basketball, you got great shots tonight.
Right. We talked a lot about funneling the ball and how we wanted to make, you know, move the ball in reverse. And when we did that, things were great for us. We got great shots, and we knocked down a lot of those shots. But when you give yourself 35 less chances for shots, you will lose, especially at Briarcliff. And their style won out tonight over what we wanted versus what they wanted. Their style won out, and they won as a consequence of that.
You have to move forward and put this one behind you quickly. We've talked over the last week that this is a big week for both the men's and women's basketball teams. Two road games. This Briarcliff game got away from you. Now you have to go to Hastings and try to pull an upset, something that we saw another team do this evening in the conference. You've got to try to replicate that on Saturday at Hastings.
Right. You know, we do. We have to put this one behind us, but we also have to learn from it what we can do better. And, you know, I just feel like there's things that we are better than what we showed in different individual situations with different things, not finishing one-on-zeros and traveling as a person's closing out on you just because you're getting too much of a hurry. You have to be able to do better than that. You just have to be a stronger and better player than to be bothered by that and make mistakes because of how they're playing.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by this evening.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate your coverage.
That's Coach Craig Steensman talking about tonight's contest. Here then are the GPAC scores from this evening, and standings are updated as well. Here we go. It was Briarcliff over Dort College, 87-69. So Briarcliff gets the win over the defenders. It was Concordia over Doan, 83-62. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-61. Morningside drops Dakota Wesleyan, 80-67. And in the surprise of the night, it was Mount Marty and Yankton defeating Northwestern, 78-74. Standings then, we've got a race. Northwestern and Hastings are both 11-2 in the conference. Concordia is 11-3. Morningside goes to 8-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-5. Remember, those two teams have to play again this coming Monday. That was from a game that was postponed earlier this season. So they played tonight at the Corn Palace. They'll play next Monday in Sioux City. Midland is 9-5. Briarcliff is 6-8. Then you've got Dort and Doan fighting it out for 8th place at 4-10. Mount Marty is 2-12. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa, right after this.